And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's episode 293, John. Episode 293.
Yay!
Speak the fuckwits. No sex, please. We're British. You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Fockwits.
Nice.
And the song called No Sex Please, We're British, from their new album, which arrived this week for me, especially from someone or other. But unfortunately, I've had a big few days of it, and my brain's fried, and I can't remember who it was. I'm very sorry, and I'll try and provide the information either later on the show or next week. It's a great album. They're a great band. You can see, I was told as well, you can see the Clash influence on this band. And I have got no problem with that. When I started putting this show together, I did in fact think that this show was going to be all about sex and sci-fi. You'll find out why I thought that with the second and third track this week. But it's ended up not being. There's sex and a bit of sci-fi in there and some very interesting linguistic possibilities for you later on in the show, Tony.
Oh, oh.
Which I'm sure will excite you very much, but it is episode 293, Tony.
No doubt, Paul.
No doubt. Episode 293. 293. Yeah, we're going to, if you're wondering what we're doing and you are new to the show, there's another show called Total Talk Nonsense. They make a big thing about how many episodes they've done every week, and they go on about episode whatever it is, and they do all that, and that's, we're paying homage to them. It's our homage to TTN. So this week you are going to hear me say a lot. Episode 293. I might call you Ton. Is that all right?
Tom?
Ton.
Ton, okay.
Yeah, like John, but with a T, you know.
Yeah, okay.
No, look, I'm the one who's been on the beer for 3 days. Keep up. We had... we've got a word of the week, but it's not a word of the week. Cause it's old-fashioned. You know my thing about me not liking people writing me thinks on Facebook?
Me thinks? No.
Yeah. When people write me thinks, it drives me mad when they write me thinks, because they don't use it in real life.
Right.
They don't say it. You don't see them in the pub going, a gin and tonic, methinks. But when they're on the fucking internet, they will go, when they're on Facebook, they'll go, and it's always, they always sound like they're trying to be clever and they're trying to be right, and they're not, because they've never read a fucking word of Shakespeare in their lives, and they're just putting methinks on the end because they think it sounds cool, and it fucking doesn't. It pisses me off. Anyway.
Okay.
I have been in a bad mood all day, and all I said was, my goodness. I do occasionally say my goodness. And someone picked up and said, you must be in a good word, in a bad mood. You've said my goodness. And then it went on a bit, and there was some jings and crikey and cripes. And then someone just said, yeah, well, I'll come right back at you with an odds bodkins. I haven't heard anybody say odds bodkins in a very long time. And do you know what? I want to bring back odds bodkins. So as far as I'm... If you're in the States, of course, odds bodkins, which actually doesn't sound as good as the English ones. They're normally better at saying things, but I reckon odds bodkins. Just say, odds bodkins.
I don't think I've ever used that.
Well, of course you haven't, Tony. You've only got 11 words in your whole fucking alphabet.
It is true. you are in a bad mood.
But you know a lot of numbers.
1 to 10, yeah.
Now, what I want to know is, Tony, what's the fuckwits MySpace page?
MySpace.com/fuckwits?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/thefuckwits. And the person who I can't remember it was who sent me the information about them said, I bet Tony gets the MySpace page wrong. And he was right.
Yeah.
So it's probably being Internet 1, Tony 0. And even though we don't necessarily do the MySpace pages for bands anymore, bands that are using it as their prime portal, we will continue to do so. So, in this section, in fact, episode 293 has been brought to you by the words Odd Bodkins and Portal. Odd Bodkins and Portal. I'm keeping up my Japanese stuff going on this week, but this has not come from Japan Files' next song, Tony.
Okay.
This is one of my favourite, my favourite garage band to ever come out of Japan, basically. A long overdue second album is now out. And you know the first one was called No Sex Please, We're British?
Mm-hmm.
This one's called I'm Spent. What I want to know is, what is the Roots MySpace page? That's a lie. What's the Roots website?
TheRoots.jp.
Good idea. TheRootsJapan.com. Probably be the internet too. Tony Neil, I'm Spent.
Take away. I ain't got a thing to lose.
You're listening to The Planet Smashes Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
This week is, of course, a very special week, isn't it? Because it's episode 293, Tom.
No
episode
doubt.
Episode 293. Tet anus. Have you got any Podcast Alley comments for us?
I do. Thank you for all your comments and votes so far. It's a new month. We're now in April the 5th today. So if you haven't voted so far for this month, and a lot of you haven't, in fact, most of you haven't, so please do vote for this. Easy way to do it.
Be positive about it, Tony.
Yeah. Easy way to do it. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, it's important. Please vote for this link. Hit that. Enter your email address and the subject in a comment, if so wish. Read them out. I've got five this week, so the full fist of five.
Hell's teeth.
But I do need more, so please do vote for us. Okay, right. Number one. Long time no vote. It's been a few months since I last voted, but here you go. Have a vote, you shit scabs. But on the plus side, I'm loving the Phenomenauts and Standout Riot tracks of late. A poog a poog, Murphy the Yeti. Thanks very much, Murphy.
Well, Murphy, if you continue to call us shit scabs, you won't be hearing any more of them.
Yeah. But thanks for voting. Awesome. Still loving the show. I'm enjoying the great music. Especially enjoyed UK subs last week. And I'm glad that they're still coming out with such awesome songs. Keep up the good work. 10 out of 10 from me, as always. Marv. Cheers, Marv.
Thank you, Marv. That's very kind. We're still waiting for your new beds, by the way.
Yeah. I bet you'll probably hear them this week. As a reminder, best podcast ever. Top band to top music. Get that fat trap Moyles off of Radio 1 and put these guys on instead.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Joe Brigham. Not that time in the morning.
But Joey, thank you very much indeed for those very kind words. And feel free to leave your missus round at mine anytime you like.
Oh, nice.
It's all right, I know him.
Okay.
He's right, of course.
Well, well, well. Let's see.
Oh,
blimey.
That
didn't sound good. Yeah. Might take a break in a minute. Well, well, well. Let's see if this one works, shall we? Punky is great. Punky is the girl from high school that all the Peppa girls said was a slut, and maybe even a witch. But that was only because she was so gorgeous and wore short skirts, and got such good grades. And you take her yearbook picture and glue her head to the naked body of some model from Swank and do as high school boys used to do in those days. That's how great a show Punky is. That's from Frenzy of Tongues. That's an involved comment. Thank you for that.
It's very nice when you say so, Frenzy of Tongues, but quite honest with you, if Punky was a girl, it'd just be a slag. There'd be a slag around the back of the bins doing hand jobs for cans of cider.
Yep. That's the way it rolls. And finally, gay pirates eating fish egg sushi. Milky Pants. Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Awesome choice of music as always, Timo, the Grinch.
Thank you very much, the Grinch. Now, you know we just heard from the Frenzy of Tongues?
Yes.
Let's hear from them again, but this time let's hear them singing.
I will teach you the folly of your words, Doctor. I will destroy you and demonstrate the power of the Daleks.
Survivor of the Time Wars, fought across the galaxy. In a TARDIS he travels to other times and other worlds. Usually he's got a sidekick, most of them are pretty girls. Doctor Who, Doctor Who, Doctor Who, Doctor Who. Destroy. is all cool. Doctor Who.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Frenzy of Tongues and a sneak preview track from their long-awaited new album that's not out yet called Doctor Who.
Ooh.
And they went to a lot of trouble to send me this CD, which I thought only had one track on it, called Doctor Who. It's been professionally packaged and is called Doctor Who. There are two tracks on it, which are both called Doctor Who. That's the one with the Daleks. The other one is the one without the Daleks.
Okay.
I love The Frenzy of Tongues. What I want to know is, Danny, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Frenzy of Tongues.
No, it's not. I gave you clues. It's MySpace.com/The Frenzy of Tongues.
Oh,
Paulie being Internet 3, Tony nil. Did you get up to anything last week?
I sold my car. That's better than I've done in the past week.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Someone bought that bucket of bolt.
Yeah. It went the same day. I put it on the internet in the morning. It sold by afternoon. First guy
Fantastic.
I saw it bought it.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah. Good effort. Oh, because you'll be taking the delivery of the new Tony Monster tomorrow.
Yes. The new car tomorrow. 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. I had
sort
of the insurance out.
For that.
Oh, yeah. Really nice.
It's going to be terrific. I'm going to be well jealous.
Well,
I'm going to see that car. I'm going to see you driving that car, and I'm going to say, "Odd Bodkins." Expect one of those.
I'll be driving it like an old woman, I'm sure. It's getting scratched or anything.
I did absolutely loads last week, but I can only—you can tell by my voice—it was a big pop. I can only really bring myself to tell you about what happened on Saturday, and not in full detail, because on Saturday I did. My second Dolly's house party. This one was at my friend Sam and Maria's house. It began about 7 o'clock. It was all wrapped up before midnight, and so was I. Once again, we drank like monkeys. Thank you very much to the following performers. Lena May, who was beautiful but by the end of the night terrified. Pam Ford, who was beautiful, hilarious and filthy and went a long way to terrifying Lena May. The glorious Dolly Rose, who was beautiful and very sensibly left before the end so didn't get time to get terrified. And Mushy Bees, a tremendous performer who confused as much as he terrified. No thanks to a girl called Vicky, who was absolutely brilliant all night, but then in the last 15 minutes terrified the entire room with her antics. Apparently, as well as the burlesque dancers on the stage in the room, there was also a bit of an impromptu burlesque show in the kitchen, which sadly I missed. Can you hear those sirens?
Yep.
Yeah, they're probably going round there now. The last act on, Miss Lena May, who was beautiful, finished her act with a flourish of glitter. This left a lot of glitter on the floor. Crazy Vicky decided she was going to make a glitter angel on the floor while the show was still going on.
Right.
So she just dived off the front row, whopped over onto her back, and started frantically snow angeling amongst this glitter, much to the amusement and fear of everyone else in the room. It was brilliant, Tony. It was such a laugh. And my thanks to everyone who came along and had a great time. Afterwards, we went to the Arena Tavern in Letchworth a little later than expected, where we continued to drink like monkeys until I think they probably shut the pub early just to get rid of us, quite frankly. And then after that, it all becomes a bit of a blur.
So how many did you get in the end into that house party?
There was about 25,
wow.
I think. There are photos on Facebook, one of which is
disturbing.
In a terrifically put together outside toilet in a shed. I imagine that's the photo you're talking about, is it?
I didn't want to go any further than that one.
My new Facebook profile picture, it's led to more than a few sets of bleeding eyes in the internet area. But hey, that's what happens on episode 293, Tom. Episode 2.
No doubt.
No doubt, Tom. No doubt. Right. That's all I want to talk about. It still hurts. It led to me missing the Wonk Unit gig I'd promised to go to. Because I just couldn't move.
Okay. Fair enough.
I just couldn't move, and I'm really, really sorry to Wonk Unit. I did get in touch with Alex, so I will make up to him sometime soon. But I just couldn't make it down. I just couldn't move, Tom. One band who really know how to move are Urban Voodoo Machine. I'm over the moon about this. I first heard about this band last week. My mate Steve said, you've got to listen to this band, they're brilliant. I did, they are. I sent them a message while I was still listening to the CD, and they got back to me before the end of the CD saying, yeah, go ahead and play what you want. This is from their latest album. This is brilliant. I'm going to be going to see them in, I think, May. More information about that later on when we play something else off them in the future. This is Urban Voodoo Machine. This is... Oh, I'll tell you what. What's their website, Tony?
UrbanVoodooMachine.com?
No, it's not. It's the UrbanVoodooMachine.com. Finally been in the internet for Tony Mill. Oh, lonesome you.
Well, I heard about the way that you put your money down. Gambling on a Ross in a goddamn one-horse town. Oh, lonesome you. Your woman right, beating up black and blue before you turn out the light. How lonesome you. Everybody let you down. You're the biggest cunt around. And when they chase you out of town, let me tell you, man, I won't feel sorry for you. Well, the hammers fell and the judge, she sacked no bail. Now you're dropping the soap in a dirty old stinking jail. How lonesome you.
How lonesome you.
Well, you had it so rough and everybody else is to blame. The only thing you lack is manners, morals and shame. How lonesome you. Won't feel sorry for you now. Cause I heard about the way that you put your money down. Gambling on the wrongness in a goddamn one horse town. Oh, lonesome you.
Oh, lonesome you.
And I heard about the way that you treat your woman right. Boy, turn out the light. Oh, lonesome you.
Oh, lonesome you.
Everybody let you down. You're the biggest cops around. And when he chase you out of town, let me tell you, man, I won't feel sorry for you. Won't feel sorry for you now. Won't feel sorry for you. Well, I'm sorry for you. Oh, lonesome you.
Oh, lonesome you.
Oh, lonesome you.
That was Urban Voodoo Machine, Tony. Just a great band. And we're going to be hearing more from them in future weeks. Oh, yes, we are. For those of you who have been listening halfway through now, you will know, of course, it is episode 293, Tom. Now, you know how someone during the podcast, Ali, bit, said they wanted Frenzy of Tongues, and also said that Murphy the Yeti, in fact, said that he was loving the Phenomenauts.
Yeah.
Thought we ought to hear something else from them now. Rock and roll.
Be out of control, but I want to see the rest of you rock and roll. Got turned down in a Martian town by the only good-looking Martian around. 1-800 had a secret toll. Now I'm going blind just because I didn't rock and roll. Be out of control, but I want to see the rest of you rock and roll. Rock and roll is the only thing for me when I got a rocket ride. I'm in town, it's something you gotta see. Even though it's out of sight. Had a threesome, that was so much fun. Space hospital on Spice Space Run. Cause that means I get a rock and roll.
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 Some of you people may be out of control, but I wanna help you by rocking solo. Control, but I want to see the rest of you rock and roll. Rock and roll is the only thing for me when I got a rocket ride. I've been told it's something you gotta see. Even though it's out of sight. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
You're listening to the Sandwich Service underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tom.
Thank you.
I'm just called Tom now, by the way. That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
I like it. It might stick.
Poorly being Tom. That was the Phenomenauts. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their website?
Thephenomenauts.com?
No, it's not. It's Phenomenauts.com.
I'm going for nil this week. That's my goal.
You've been unlucky with the, basically. Yeah.
I've been
the internet five, Tony nil. That was Rock and Roll from their album Before Last, and they've had an EP out since. Basically, they've done quite a lot. Check out their website, find out more. Terrific band. I absolutely love playing stuff by them. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yes, another week, another 12 Bar Club email.
Brilliant.
Again, 12 Bar Club, Denmark Street in London. Constantly putting on great gigs.
Always.
Yep. And
always putting on great gigs.
Always. And here's another 7 gigs. Wednesday, 6th of April. Got The Rejection, The Dogs Roses, and The Cedars. And more. So there you go. And how much did that is?
£6.
It is. Thursday, 7th of April. John Byrne and the Victims and Jamie Hay, plus more to be confirmed. again how much than that one is.
£6, John.
It
six
is.
English pounds, John.
No doubt.
No doubt. Doubt.
Friday, 8th of April, Run Devil Run, the Trailer Trash Orchestra, and more acts to be confirmed, which is the Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous Night.
And I love the Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous Nights, and I love the Trailer Trash Orchestra, who I've seen on a number of occasions. Hello Simon, out the band.
Cool. How much do you think that is?
Six notes.
It is.
Nice.
And Saturday, it's the London Call-In Night with the Johns, and more acts to be confirmed.
No doubt.
No doubt. How much do you think that is?
All London Calling Nights. Basically, a lot of these nights come with the Punky Radio seal of approval.
Yeah.
If it's got Bonnie and Clyde in front of it, or it's got London Calling in front of it, it's going to be a great night. I'm going £6.
You'd be right.
Yeah.
Sunday, it's a jam night with special guests.
Oh, I love jam. Jam.
I think that just features local musicians.
Right.
So how much do you think that is?
What, local to London?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So there's quite a wide spread of people possibly going to be there.
That's true.
Saying that, though, I don't love jam as much as I love marmalade. £3?
It is £3.
Oh, I'm good this week.
Yeah, on fire. And on Monday, JH, and more to be confirmed, JH is John Hunt. I think it's an acoustic act.
Right.
And more to be confirmed, so how much do you think that is?
Well, you know, I'm torn here because...
Yeah.
I mean, acoustic music, I just won't pay for on principle.
True.
So I should really say £0, but I reckon it probably £6.
It is £6. I thought you were going to go for £3.
Oh.
Final one.
Is it going to be a whitewash?
Maybe.
Is it going to be a whitewash?
Spencer, maybe... And guests to be confirmed. I think that's the best. It says Spencer Maybe's Tuesdays. So
yeah,
there you go. How much
do
you think that is? For the game.
I'm going to stick with it. £6.
It is £6.
No doubt.
No doubt.
That is a whitewash, Tom. That is a whitewash. On episode 293. That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Tom. Here's another band with a new album out. We played one of their tracks the other week. We played tracks by them before. I have described them previously as sounding like Tom Waits in a bad mood. I talk, of course, about Rattlin' Bone. Tony, What is Rattlin' Bone's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rattlin' Bone.
He's got one!
Oh.
The Internet 5, Tony Wobb. This is Little Gina.
While his mind comes in surprise.
You're listening to Project Marv on Luther's right now. Thanks, Dean. So it's a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And what's special about the X3 show, Tony?
What's that? Oh, it's show 293.
Episode 293. Episode 293. It's episode 293.
It is, yeah.
Which is a much easier, more English way of saying that we're not far away from 300 shows. We'll do a special for the 300. If you've got any ideas about what... about how we should do the 300th show, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Simply type in your email, ideas for the 300th show.
Mm.
And we'll do it that way, because it's a landmark show.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to do the whole thing, and by start every sentence with Spartans! If there's any bands you particularly want to hear for the 300th show, anything you want to hear, any old... What I would do is say we do want some classic Comedy Suburbs, we want some poems for Poetry Corner, and we want some twats for episode 300. You know how to do it by now. Get involved. If you don't, the information is somewhere or other. You'll find it. Let me tell you about what's happening this week, Tony.
Okay.
I'm imagining you're doing nothing but sitting in your car going, ooh.
Yep.
So... while your girlfriend sits in the back breaking things. Not in the back, but you know what I mean. She seems to be breaking a thing. I think she wants the attention. This week, I've got four of my shows in a row, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in Luton, Hitchin, Letchworth and Chigwell. They are all heats in the Last Minute Comedy Club New Comedian of the Year competition. We've done two heats so far. They have been brilliant, and thanks to everyone who's entered. This is a really great competition. I'm loving it. It's going to become an annual event. It is terrific. No doubt. I don't know whether any of the shows have sold out yet. The thing to do for the Hitchin, Letchworth and Chigwell show, which is actually in Woodford Bridge, but I just call it Chigwell because I can't stop. There is information on lastminutecomedy.com. If you're interested in the Luton show, which is this Thursday, it's at the Ashcroft Arms pub in Stopsley in Luton. There is a Facebook group for it. If you're on Facebook and you type in Last Minute Comedy, you'll find it. That's the information I've got for those shows. After the Luton show, I will no doubt be drinking heavily. After the Hitchin show, I think we can safely say I'll probably be at large in Hitchin. After the Letchworth show, I will probably be in the Arena Tavern if I haven't already been barred. And after the Chigwell show, I may have to drive home because I've got something to do on Monday.
Okay.
I'm trying to work out how late I can go to the thing I have to do on Monday. But I may not be able to drink in Chigwell, which will be a first, because I have never been out in Chigwell and not drunk. That's pathetic, isn't it?
Oh,
because
okay.
I've been there half a dozen times to do this show. I've actually never spent an evening in the Chigwell area and not ended up in a mess. So it could in itself be interesting not to do that. Anyway, that's my week. Should we get on the next song?
Yeah.
Unless there's something you want to... No, I'll tell you what. I might let you have a chat in the next bit, Tony. That's right. I'd also like you to introduce the next track.
Sure. Well, obviously, this is Samurai Dynamites and Fantasista della Passione.
Oh, you little Italian beauty.
Yeah. 狭間に咲き乱れる焼けつく熱病、たとえ光遮られようとも嘲笑うがごとく、無数の星座の下迷いのかけらなどもはやなし、響き渡れ情熱のファンタジーさ、そこに何を求めていた、感じるままにまぶた閉じる祈り奇跡、立ち止まらずに薄汚れたあんな未来、欲しがる奴に全部くれてやる、のたうち回る苦しさの果てに見えるものはないんだろう、完全無常の有価独創、
listening to the Rich Morton sound on the ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. That was Samurai Dynamites. We got them from japanfiles.com, which is a great way to get Japanese music, and I know I'm playing a lot of Japanese music at the moment, but it's to help the little fellas out after all that splashing about. What is Samurai Dynamites Japan Files page?
japanfiles.com/samurai dynamites.
It is. Poorly being Internet 5, Tony 2, something of a comeback. But hey, it's just consolation goals.
All in vain.
It's a shame because I would have really liked episode 293. So we've been a little bit closer, but frankly, it's been a whitewash. Have you got any twats?
No.
Oh, that's shocking.
I know. I don't know what's going on in the world. Maybe everyone's been really nice and untwat-like.
I think everyone's just really getting on with each other.
Maybe.
Because the news would be to the contrary.
World peace, maybe. Yeah, good point. So, yeah. Surely there are twats out there. I know it. You know it.
I've done my neck in. My neck's a twat.
Really?
Well, neck and shoulder, yeah. I think I've just been... It's one of those things... You know when you go to bed really drunk and you sleep in the shape of a pyramid monkey?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I must have done that, and it's just pulled something out, you know. This week's show is brought to you by the words Odds Bodkin. What else did I say?
Portal.
Odds Bodkin, Portal, and Pyramid Monkey. Pyramid Monkey. No doubt.
No doubt.
Right, Tone. I'm going to make you say something this week, and I'm going to make you do it now.
Okay. Well, just a quick reminder, if you do have a twat to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Thought I'd remind you, because, you know, you're not emailing me, so please do email. Now, this week, we've actually been looking at the website, but the website has not been changed in... years.
400 years.
400 years. We're doing the shows nearly 6 years, and we've not updated the site in 400 years. So, we've got a few ideas kicking around, but if you do have any ideas about what you'd like to see on the site or changes...
Sensible ideas.
Apart from the obvious, yeah, update it. Please do check it out. It's punkyradio.com. I think you'll already see that there's a Facebook link on there. There's going to be a few bits and pieces appearing over the next couple of weeks. Small bits, and hopefully then we'll start increasing them.
Tiny acorns, Tony. Tiny acorns.
Exactly. So, if you do have an idea, something you think is lacking, then please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll get Punky's Little Helper to help out.
We'll get Punky's Little Helper.
Punky's Little Helper.
Yeah.
He's doing a damn fine job.
Yeah, and his missus has got a cracking pair.
Oh, really?
I've met Punky's Little Helper.
Oh, yeah, you haven't you?
Yeah. We're not going to reveal who Punky's Little Helper is, though, until he's done a bit more fucking help.
Oh, yeah, he's got to do some more work for that.
But yes, We like ideas about what you think should go on our website, what you think needs to be updated. I know that we really let the swear Esperanto go, and which is a shame because we'd have a full dictionary by now. But things like that, I know. Things that you particularly want to see on there, whether you want to see more listener stuff or you want to just see us doing more, when you want more links to the various blogs and tweets and nonsense that I do, or if you want photographs of Tony in his car or his girlfriend dropping things in the flat, just let us know.
Before and after, dish in hand and then dish on the floor.
Yeah, pants in, doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah. But do get in touch with Tony rather than me about it, because I'm no good at websites.
Yeah, just with me. And might worth checking out, we've got a Mevia site, which is punkyradio.mevia.com. If there's anything on there that you think is works particularly well, maybe we can adapt that as well into the main site. So anything like that, that's great.
Good thinking, well done for talking.
Thank you.
Right, last track. A band we played, was it last week or the week before? I can't remember. But they got in touch with me, and then I went, I can't be bothered to go and look for all that. And then I got a bit of time and I could be bothered to go and look for it, so I played it and liked it, and now I'm going to do it again. By cool. the way, I did like your Japalion as the last song. It's a band called Los Brigands, who are from the United States of America. And what we'll know is, what is Los Brigands' MySpace page?
myspace.com/Los Brigands.
It is indeed. It's poorly been Internet 5, Tony 3. You've come back very well, sir. You've come from behind with some style.
As is my wont.
It's enough to, if you come from behind a little more aggressively, you might have heard me go, Odds Bodkins! What was that? On episode 293.
No doubt.
293. No doubt. Yesterday. Was Los Brigands, Tony. A great band, on another great show of music this week. Sorry about the chat, got a bit carried away. Thank you also, I should say, to Air Out My Shorts, and particularly Preston Buttons, for including us in his latest film.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've watched.
Have you?
Yeah.
How?
I got sent a copy.
Ah.
I've watched it. And we're on it. We're doing some of the announcements. You can't tell it's us.
Okay.
But we get a credit at the end of it. And thank you very much, because we are now film stars. As far as we're concerned, we're now film stars. Also, thank you very much to the Word Whore for saying that the photograph of me in my pants on the toilet in someone's shed was quite brilliant. Now, Tone, you want to tell people about iTunes before we go, don't you?
Yeah, so I've been threatened to do it, so I'm going to do the iTunes reviews either next week or the week after. So please do get your iTunes reviews in if you haven't already. Easy way to do it is go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up the music store page where you can review it. So you will need to log into iTunes to do this, so you'll need the account and everything, but it's all free. When you do reviews, 5 stars, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you aren't in the UK or the US, email me your review and I'll read it. So that's tony@punkyradio.com. Thank you.
There's 2 podcasts we'd like you to listen to this week if you get a chance. One of them we've been talking about throughout the show, Total Talk Nonsense. And each show is about a year long, and they meet them about once a year, which makes me think they're just in a constant state of podcasting. Also, Air Out My Shorts, I believe, are still doing stuff, so make sure that you get the chance to have a listen to that, and make sure that you send them information, send them stories in, and let them know that you found them through us. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poo.